This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With this year's onion harvest nearly complete, growers of Walla Walla Sweets appear pretty happy with their crop despite the unusually wet and cooler winter. Mike Licati, owner and operator of Licati Farms, says that got them off to a bit of a late start, only to deal with the heat of the summer.
Yeah, it made it pretty tough. I mean, it's hard to work out the heat like that, and onions get ripe pretty fast, but we do a lot of things to combat Mother Nature that way, with the way we plant, you know, three different plantings and move along with our harvest as onions ripen. So we had some fields that got a little riper than we'd like to, but still didn't see the poor quality that we would have.
Licati says they beat the heat with early starts to their workday.
Oh, yeah. We started harvesting at 2 o'clock in the morning, like the second week in June. We just went back to harvesting at about 4 o'clock. But yeah, for most of the summer, we harvest from 2 o'clock in the morning on. And that heat, you can't work in that heat.
Licati says harvest should wrap up within a week or two.
We should be able to ship Walla Wallas out of our packing facility until probably the last week in August. But harvest will end probably a week prior to that. Or just depends on how it goes with the crew and the package should need.
In order to be official Walla Walla sweet onions, they must be grown in the legal production area that covers Walla Walla County in southeastern Washington and a small part of northeast Oregon, just across the state line.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.